On the phone with us right now is Dr. Lisa Connolly, and she is the program chair of human services at Ivy Tech here in Bloomington. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning. How are you, Keith?
Great. And Margaret Fetty is here with us.
Good morning.
You've got a big program coming up for people in your area. So let's start, first of all, with the program that's coming up. Is it a party?
Well, it is. It's a celebration. On May 7th is International Thank a Youth Worker Day. And I was lucky enough to be selected for the 2015 Journey Fellowship and received a $500 scholarship to do some community organizational renewal opportunity. And so we decided to host a Thank a Youth Worker Day. There are so many youth in our community who make every day possible for our children. And so we took that small amount of money, we found some partners to join with us, and we're hosting an event on May 7th at 7 p.m. to 10 p.m., because you remember, youth workers are up later than
us. Yeah, we talked about that earlier and said it starts later than normal because they're still working with the kids.
Right.
Absolutely. Many of our after-school families are still working till 6 o'clock. If you look at the Cub Scouts and the Girl Scouts, they're all working. So in order to celebrate them and to honor them, we chose a later time.
And who's invited to this?
Actually, anyone in the community who considers themselves a youth worker. And that youth worker title is very broad.
Mm-hmm.
But we are really wanting to be as inclusive as we can be and invite everyone who would like to come out and have an opportunity to say thank you.
Lisa, would this include the volunteer youth workers, not just the paid youth workers?
Absolutely. Our community couldn't work without volunteers.
Well, and Stan, I think that the opposite of what you were thinking, mm-hmm. Keith, I would think that maybe some of the paid ones would think this is just for volunteers.
Yeah.
So it's for both, though, is what you're saying.
It is. It's anyone,
and so
a staff or a volunteer. You work part-time, you work full-time.
So if our listeners are listening and they know somebody is doing this, we want to let them know to go ahead and get these folks notified about this event.
Absolutely.
And is there a website you can go to see
or your
about
phone
this
number.
Or a phone number or something? How would people contact you about this?
My email is 1lconnolly, C-O-N-N-O-L-L-Y, at ivytech.edu, and I am more than happy to help connect people no matter how they would like to participate, if they would like to come, if they would like to send pictures of their amazing staff. That's one of the things we've been out in the community doing is talking to agencies and saying, hey, send us a picture of your most amazing staff, and we will put it up in lights for the evening to recognize people.
Nice.
Well, Lisa, what's going to happen that night at Ivy Tech starting at 7 o'clock?
Well, the mayor is sending a proclamation proclaiming it to be a Youth Worker Appreciation Day.
Cool.
And we have many groups coming to perform music, some of the actual kids in our community want to say thank you to the people who have helped lead them and guide them. We're going to end the evening with the Ivy Tech band so that there will be some fun music.
That's a rock band, by the way.
It is a rock band.
It's not a concert band. It's a rock band.
It is.
And a live rock band.
Well, that's why it's at 9 o'clock at night. They're coming late. We're going to have some snack foods there. We're going to have some appreciations. Just an opportunity to say thank you to all the amazing people.
Let me ask you this, because a lot of these people are volunteers. They got their own children. Will they be able to bring people with them?
They are more than welcome to bring people with them as long as they keep them. There's no child care provided.
Yeah, right. Good point. Good point. How many people do you think might show up for this? Do you have any idea?
Well, we know the space at Ivy Tech will hold about 350.
Mm-hmm.
If we could get hundreds, we would be ecstatic.
Okay.
Again, this is our first opportunity to do this. This opportunity with this fellowship was just an amazing gift, and I thought, okay, how do we take amount of money and renew an entire community? And it's given me a chance to go out to different groups and different places and talk about how important youth workers are in our...
How did this idea come about? Was it your idea, or were you just sitting around one day saying, gee, we ought to do something, I'll apply for a grant, and then we'll figure out what to do?
Well, I was nominated for the Journey Fellowship. That's an executive Journey Fellowship. They take about 25 professionals in youth work every year, and they put them on this renewal experience.
Oh,
and
wow.
I have a year to have these opportunities, and I'm going on retreat. In fact, tomorrow I'm leaving for Turkey Run. I'm going on a retreat with the Journey Fellowship. And as a part of that, sitting back and thinking, okay, am I doing everything that I want to do for my community? Am I doing everything that I want to do for my profession? They offered us this $500 fellowship grant.
Mm-hmm.
And said, what could you do? If we gave you some cash, what would you be able to do to pull people together? What would you be able to do to energize people and to, you know, get them involved? And so that was my idea of how to spend this $500.
So who did you have partner with you on this?
Well, since the original idea, we have partnered with the IU School of Public Health. Dr. Deb Getz is a previous Journey Fellow, and so she and IU and the School of Public Health contributed funds as well.
Nice.
And, yeah, it was wonderful. It's one of our great partners. Dr. Getz has served on our advisory board, and our students have graduated Ivy Tech and gone to IU, so it's been a great community connection.
We're talking with Dr. Lisa Connolly, who is the program chair of human services at Ivy Tech here in Bloomington. And Dr. Connolly, talk about your program, because you've been with Ivy Tech for a fairly short time, and you built this program into something massive.
When I first started at Ivy Tech, human services, they told me, had about 25 students, and I thought, wow, that's a small program. It'll take a while for it to grow. Mm-hmm. I can do this in addition to all the other things that I'm so passionate about. And now there are 300 students in human services.
That's wonderful.
And I'm very proud of these students. Human services is a very broad...
Yeah, what does it include?
Right. So some of my students are going to someday be social workers or therapists or counselors, or they're going to go on to a four-year or even a master's program, and they're doing their first couple of years at Ivy Tech to take the benefits of the community college. Then other of my students are actually going to be out in the community working. They're going to be paraprofessionals. They're going to be at Boys and Girls Club. They're going to be at Area 10 Agency on Aging, and they're actually going to be doing hands-on work with individuals in a helping capacity.
Well, Dr. Connolly, from my view, looking in from outside, your people, your graduates, are the real heroes of our community, because they're not going to get rich doing the kind of work that they do, and yet they have a commitment and a passion for working with people.
Absolutely. You know, we're just helpers. We're just the people that are saying, we'll take the time to give you an extra hand.
Wow. Wow. One more time. Give us the time and the date, all of that.
So Thank You Youth Worker Day is going to be hosted at Ivy Tech Community College at 200 Daniels Way at 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. We're inviting all youth workers, whether they are staff or volunteers, to work with and for the development of children and youth, so that we have an opportunity to say thank you.
And one more time, your contact information if they want to ask a question.
L. Connolly, C-O-N-N-O-L-L-Y, at ivytech.edu, and we would be more than happy to help people who want to come and partner with us or just come party with us.
Now, if somebody can't make it to there, how do I thank a social worker or a youth worker? Just say thank you? Is that enough for these people?
I think for most of these people, just a recognition would be lovely. One of the events that we're going to host this evening is a thank you note table, and we're going to encourage people to take the time to sit down and write a note to someone, and I'm committed to getting them to the right people, because there are so many people who do those little things that make all the difference. And so from a thank you note to a phone call to any way of saying thank you for what you do for us.
People do appreciate that a lot. And it was very, very sweet that you're putting this all together, and I'm sure the folks you're going to be thanking will appreciate it greatly.
We hope so. We hope this will become, you know, an annual event.
That would be lovely, wouldn't
it? Good for you. We have been speaking with Dr. Lisa Connolly, part of the Thank a Youth Worker Day, and she is the chair of human services at Ivy Tech Community College here in Bloomington. Dr. Connolly, thank you for taking the time to talk to us.
Thank you for inviting me.
You have a great time.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.